Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, January 19th, 2010. We can say here, normally we do, we are Stephen and Brookscene Weber, but Brookscene has a pile of other work, and today's work is primarily on my part. We normally share our writing and on the podcast, but you'll just be hearing my voice today. Today's message is titled, My Expectation is from Him. Two scripture texts, Psalm 5, verse 3, and Psalm 62, verse 5. I'll read them one after the other. In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait in expectation. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from Him. Today we are all waiting in expectation for something. There's a sense that this is always true in life. And all of us should be waiting in expectation for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's a verse from Titus 2, verse 13. Last night we received a call from my brother Pat. He shared that his daughter and her husband had their first child last night. They had been waiting in expectation for many months for little Grace to arrive. Now they are thankful and look forward to a new chapter in raising this little one for the Lord. I recall a number of years ago meeting with a Christian business leader who pointed out that so often the source of discontent and discord in life is illegitimate expectations. Well, that got me thinking about our walk with the Lord. Are we always contented in living in spiritual peace? I must say for myself anyway, the answer would be a big no, not always, although that is surely what I desire. In ministering to many others over the years, I realize I'm certainly not alone. The two verses from the Psalms today complement each other. The first is directed as a prayer to God. Again, I quote it. In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait in expectation. The psalmist acknowledged that the Lord heard his voice and he had laid his request before him. Twice he declares, in the morning, which seems to me to be an emphasis on the proper way to begin each new day before disruptions begin to steal our time and rob us of peace. The verse ends with a declaration of waiting in expectation. That may be in regard to how the Lord would order his steps that very day, or in the bigger, long-term picture. The second verse appears to be a self-directed charge and reminder. The psalmist addresses his very own soul. Again, I quote, My soul, wait thou only upon God, end quote. I do that in my life, except I usually word it to the effect, Weber, you must trust God in this situation. Waiting on the Lord is not a natural tendency. It requires an ongoing constancy of trust, even when the physical shows no evidence. Ah, but the final phrase is so instructive. For my expectation is from Him. That leads me to God's promises, which are abundant, steady, and sure. There's a great verse in the old hymn, Amazing Grace, that expresses this type of faith. I quote, The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope, secures, end quote. Well, today, whatever you're dealing with, I urge you to, and I quote from Psalm 27, verse 14, to end the message. I urge you to wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart. Let's pray together. Father, we look to you in hope. We look to you for hope that renews our faith and restores our strength. In the midst of situations that challenge and weary us, your power and strength never diminish. Help us to wait in patient expectation. You never tire of us coming to you, but rather you desire it. The promise of your strength helps us rise above life's detours and difficulties. We place our confidence in you, unchanging God, and develop the fruit of patience as we wait on you to fulfill the promises you made in your word. Amen. Well, thanks for joining, I guess I should just say, me today. Brooksine is upstairs. Actually, she's working on thank yous to our donors this past year. It's something we tend to put off, and we thank God that 70 different donor units supported our ministry, and she's preparing those thank yous for the year end. And feel like we've gotten a little bit behind, so I said, let me just take the daily encouragement message today, Brooksine, and you take care of that. Well, our ministry is on the web at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we have prepared for Tuesday, January 19th, 2010. We do have an interesting picture on the site today taken by our friend Mike Book of a beautiful white swan on Mill Creek here in Lancaster County. And the interesting thing about the picture is the abundance of trout that you can easily see in the photo. Fish are often hard to see, of course, but this particular pool in Mill Creek is loaded with trout. Like I said, some of them 18 inches long, he guessed. Do you have some music we recommend today? We have a beautiful song from Psalm 5 and several others as well available as links to YouTube videos. Well, thank you for joining us today. Be encouraged and continue to wait in expectation. And may ultimately your expectation be from Him. Blessings to each listener today.